Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona. I am at the beautiful Greyhawk Golf Club. The weather is perfect. It's in the 70s. I am here to MC the 7th annual Scottsdale Open. It's a big golf tournament down here. I'm also here to meet some friends, do a little work, and enjoy all that Scottsdale has to offer, and which is completely different than the Coachella Valley. Today's show is presented by McDonald's. Have your Big Mac delivered by Uber Eats. Now, today on the show, we're going to talk a little bit of golf because I am at a lodge. And just so everyone knows, I am inside this beautiful clubhouse here with two restaurants, outdoor seating. But we are kind of in an area where, wouldn't you know, Verizon is not as popular as some of the other phone carriers. So if we go off the air, we will come right back on. I just have to reconnect because we have low signals here. So I just wanted you to know. I didn't want you to worry. Don't call Sean. It's on my end. But we're going to do the best that we can. But it is really, really beautiful here. Renova Energy, the fun bus. Don't forget that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Courtside trip on January 31st. We have only 10 seats left. So if you're interested in going, you need to give me a call. And sign-up deadline, I extend it till the 20th, only because we know we're going, so I don't have a problem with that. We're going so we can fill up those 10 more seats on the bus. So if you're interested, 760-776-1738. Now, what have I been doing? I've been doing a lot since I've been here in Scottsdale. I've been to Old Town. I've been to Newtown. I've been to the Nordstrom Rack. Oh, one of my favorite Nordstrom Racks is right here in the middle of Scottsdale. I'm staying at the Talking Stick Resort, which is also a casino, also has a golf course, also have butterfly exhibit, dolphin exhibit, the largest Top Golf I have ever seen, all in this one area. And plus, I've been going to three beautiful golf courses, Troon Monument. And for those of you who watch golf and know about this tournament, but maybe you're not so much a golfer, but for all the golfers out there, yesterday I was over at the TPC Stadium where the, of course, Waste Management Phoenix Open is held, which will be coming up soon. All the stands are up. I did the golf show from there. It's really exciting. I mean, they'll be packing them in again, breaking more records, because if the weather stays like this, it's going to be phenomenal. So again, lots of stuff going on here on Traveling with Françoise. Right now, the Barrett Jackson car auction, the auto auction, that largest one I think in the world, I don't know, is happening right here in Scottsdale as well at Westworld, which isn't very far away from here. So, so many things are happening right in this area right now, right where I am. So, I know, a lot of exciting things. I know many of you know about the Barrett Jackson auto auction, and cars are coming in from all over. Really exciting, and where I'm staying, everything's full. Everything is full down here. And I'm sure at home, with the film festival still going on, everything's full there. Our Career Builder Challenge is coming up next week, so we want to support that. Remember, they have the concerts, Huey Lewis in the News or the Goo Goo Dolls, $30. Where are you going to go to a concert for $30? Not going to happen. So make sure that you buy your tickets for the Career Builder Challenge. $30 will get you into any golf course. That's a day pass. And you can go to the concert. So again, lots of things happening in our southern western regions that we can do. We can go out and enjoy ourselves. Now, the Scottsdale Open really is a fun event. It is for true golfers. I'm lucky enough to MC it and have fun. I know the people who run it, so they do a great job with this. So if you want to play some true Scottsdale golf and some beautiful golf courses, think about maybe next year at the 8th annual Scottsdale Open. Now, for those of you who want to know a little bit about Scottsdale, well, New York Times described downtown Scottsdale as a desert version of Miami's South Beach and is having plenty of late-night partying and buzzing hotel scene. All right, well, it was buzzing last night, or it's been buzzing the last several nights at Talking Stick. The slogan is, the West's most western town. Scottsdale is 31 miles long and 11.4 miles wide at its widest point, shares boundaries with many other municipalities, including Phoenix, Paradise Valley, and the unincorporated Maricopa County land. There is a lot of Indian land around here as well, and they have several casinos for those that are looking for casinos. So again, so many things to do in Scottsdale. Oh, walking over here is Linda Dillenbeck. She is the top dog. Sit down just for a second, Linda. Come on, sit down. We moved out here, as I was explaining to the listeners, because the signal is stronger here than in there. So right now I was telling everybody how beautiful the weather is. We have had 3 days of picture-perfect weather.
That is correct. Now, it has been in the mid-70s. So with the sun shining, it's really about 85. Couldn't be any better.
And you and I are dressed for cold weather.
Of course.
Now, you have lived in Scottsdale how long?
Since 1976.
And you have seen it grow.
Oh, my. Yes. Yeah. Where I live right now, a half mile north was all desert.
All right.
And it is now all completely built.
Yeah. And that probably... Do you ever drive around sometime and say, I just can't believe how fast it seems to have all grown here in Scottsdale?
It's amazing. Yes, I do. And sometimes I go, boy, I sure liked it when it was not quite as busy here, which is probably not the thing to say for the tourism department.
No, but it's true, because coming from the Coachella Valley, we go through our peaks and valleys where we're thrilled that all our visitors are here. Snowbirds come here to Scottsdale, just like the Coachella Valley. But yet we're glad when some of them go home, because we have a little bit more of our valley back. We get to go to the restaurants without waiting in line. It's just, we get the best of both worlds.
Same thing here.
Yeah, definitely. So now the Scottsdale has a really... it's very diverse, lots of things going on, from arts and culture to Frank Lloyd Wright having the big sign on the freeway. We have a lot of his homes in the Coachella Valley. We have the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction. Name some other big events that happen here throughout the season in Scottsdale.
Well, in addition to Barrett Jackson starting today, we have the P.F. Chang's Rock and Roll Marathon going on.
Oh, okay.
We have, of course, in 2 weeks, the what they call the People's Open, the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Mm-hmm.
We have a terrific culinary festival coming up in March. So there's activities and events that happen almost every weekend here.
Mm-hmm. And we can't keep living. You being a resident here of Scottsdale, me of the Coachella Valley, you tend to want to go, but sometimes you just can't go to everything.
That's correct.
Yeah, you can't go to everything. So now you have your players are out on the course. Everybody's playing well. Has everyone teed off by now?
Everyone has teed off.
So now we just sit and wait.
We sit and wait.
And see who comes in, who plays the best. And these three courses that you picked are just phenomenal for this tournament. True desert golf here. You're a golfer. Describe the difference between a desert course and a resort course.
Well, the desert course is obviously going to have much less grass, much more desert vegetation mm-hmm. around the fairways and the greens. And in my opinion, it's just much more beautiful.
And cactus.
Yes,
that's
of course.
That's what I love. In fact, I took some pictures of some of the players yesterday out in the middle in the waste area. But the waste areas are full of trees and cactus. And you just feel like you're in the desert.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I mean, and you feel it. And I love that. I love that about playing golf here in Scottsdale. And everything that I like, the new area, I like Old Town, the Riverwalk. Kierland is a huge complex.
Yes.
Over there, which isn't that far away from you.
No, it's not at all.
And it's very... Scottsdale seems to be fairly easy to get around, to navigate.
It is. It's very easy. It's basically a north and south town. We are 25 miles long mm-hmm. and 6 miles wide.
Oh, okay.
So you can take the freeway, or you can take... there's three other main streets that'll get you from north to south really quickly.
I think Scottsdale Road, I always use, that's my point. That's my halfway mark, Scottsdale Road. All right, Linda, I'm going to let you go. I know you have a lot of things that you're doing. We're going to step aside for a minute. Travis McCutcheon's going to come on and tell us a little bit about Greyhawk.
Travis is great.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find a little bit about the course that we're at right now. Now, I want you to know that they have beautiful restaurants here. When you come to Scottsdale, this is a great place to bring people to come and eat. You don't have to be a golfer to enjoy it. And they have weddings. They have all sorts of things here. We're going to find out about it. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona. Back, everyone. I'm sitting here chatting away. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona. I am at the Greyhawk Golf Club, beautiful facility, opened in 1995. The clubhouse opened a year later. Joining us is Travis McCutcheon. He is the head golf professional. Hi, Travis.
How are you doing, Fran?
I am great. It is just gorgeous here. So many things going on. But before we talk about what the non-golfers can do here at Greyhawk, let's talk a little bit about the golf course. How many golf courses do you have here? Tell us a little bit about those.
We've got two golf courses. We've got the Talon course and the Raptor course. Both are tour tested. They've both hosted PGA Tour events. Talon course was the first course that was originally opened back in November of 1994, designed by David Graham and Gary Panks. Mm-hmm. Par 72 championship golf course, hosted the which prior to the Williams World Challenge, it was the Anderson Consulting World Championship of Golf, hosted that for 2 years. And then in November of 95, the Raptor course opened up, championship golf course, tour tested, hosted multiple PGA Tour events. And that was designed by Tom Fazio.
Yeah, I get that. Every time I come here, it seems like you have some tour players out there playing.
They sneak
over here and they're playing, they're just wandering around, and your guests are going, is that who I think that is? Yeah, I get that every time. So let's talk about some of the events here that you have had. I have my list. Why don't you tell us, Travis, because you have a good long list of big events that have happened here.
That's exactly right. Everything from the first ones, the Anderson Consulting World Championship of Golf, that was kind of the start of the winner gets $1 million, and we've hosted that for 3 years. We hosted the Williams World Challenge, which eventually became the Williams World Challenge. Then we've hosted the Tommy Bahama Challenge.
Uh-huh.
We've hosted the Fries.com Open, hosted that for 3 years, which was a PGA Tour event, which is now the Safeway Open over in Silverado.
Okay.
Hosted that. And then on to some of the upcoming. We've got the NCAA Division I Men's and Women's Championships coming up in 2020 through 2022 on the Raptor course. So we're really excited for that. Just this past November, we hosted the PGA Junior League National Championship on the Raptor course.
Great.
That was our second year, and very happy to say we'll be hosting that through 2022. So there's a lot going on here through 2022.
Oh, a lot. And it's such a beautiful facility. It kind of has an Old West theme to it. Old West meets modern. It's gorgeous. Now, it's so beautiful outside. I'm sure that you have a lot of weddings here.
We do
yes.
A lot of weddings. It's as you alluded to earlier, we're not just a golf course. We are we've got a lot to offer for those that are not golfing, whether they want to come to Mojo's and grab a breakfast burrito, grab a smoothie or a juice bar. We got
that's what the long line was this morning. I came cruising in. I went right out to take some photographs. So that's why you had a long line in there.
It's the happening spot on the weekend. So it's an unbelievable spot for breakfast or a quick lunch. And then we've got three other restaurants, if you can believe that, on top of that, not in counting the snack bars on course. We've got Phil's Grill, which is our 19th hole watering hole, which you'll see in Golf Digest all the time with the sports barish atmosphere. And then you've got Quill Creek Cafe, which the views are spectacular, looking out over the McDowell Mountains and the 18th hole on the Raptor course. And then right across the street, our latest addition, Isabella's Kitchen, which looks out over the Talon Golf Course and then looks down towards the valley at night. It's absolutely spectacular, the views.
Well, and with us, folks, is Travis McCutcheon. He is a head golf professional here at Greyhawk Golf Club. And what you brought up, the views just from Greyhawk, that's what I really want to stress to people. For all of you non-golfers out there, I'll say it time and time again, go to a country club and have lunch. You're open to the public. It's a beautiful set. The food is fantastic. We were here for the opening party the other night, and I have to tell you, your chef whipped up a pasta dish for me that I am still thinking about. It was so delicious. The food is great here, and the settings is just such a lovely, lovely setting. Now, you have a boardroom. Obviously, you have a few meetings here.
We do. We've got a boardroom. We've got our champions room. We see a lot of those corporate retreats will come in. They'll do a little bit of business, mm-hmm. you know, work in those rooms. And then, of course, you get tempted by the golf course. You got to go play golf, and then of course you can stay for dinner.
That's
you know,
right. It's,
you got the views, so you can do it all. We're a one-stop shop. We've got everything here, and if you're racing off to the airport, we've got all the accoutrements in the locker room, so you can grab a quick shower and head straight to the airport, and we're an easy drive to the airport as well. So
perfect.
Make
now,
it easy.
Let's talk about the visitors. Of course, right now is your season. You have visitors coming in from all over the world to Scottsdale. Scottsdale is famous for just its beauty, and it's kind of old West feel in some parts. You really have your own niche. For those who come in from the cold and they don't want to bring their clubs because they think, oh my gosh, I probably won't have time to play golf, but yet they get here and they see Greyhawk. They're out there having lunch and saying, I want to play. Can you accommodate all these visitors? Do you have rentals?
Well, of course we do. And Arizona is synonymous with Ping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ping's been around forever. Well,
yes.
Our rental sets are Ping. We've got a great relationship with the Solheim family. So we've got Ping G400s right now. It's their brand new club. So we've got rental sets available for right-handed, left-handed, ladies, men. Doesn't matter. We've got you taken care of.
You have them all. And Travis, how about the folks that are sneaking off and they want some golf lessons? They're coming in. They're spending maybe a week. And they say, now is that the weather's perfect. How is that? Do you could accommodate those golfers that just want you to tweak, look at their swing? What do you offer as far as golf lesson facilities?
I'm glad you brought that up. We've got some of the best instructors in the world, top 100 instructors. We've got everything from our short game guru, Mr. Stan Utley, to a gentleman by the name of Andrew Getson, who is teaching, I don't know if anybody knows who Phil Mickelson is, our tour ambassador.
Oh, that
so.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
that
the
guy.
Ambassador of the Career Builder Challenge also. Yeah, we kind of know who he is.
You might know who he is. Your listeners know who he is. So Andrew Getson teaches out of here. And then you've got Paul Trittler. You've got Jeff Yerkowitz. Peter Costas as well, a top 100 instructor, teaches out of here. And his son, John Costas. So... the answer is yes. It just depends on who you're looking for. And I can't forget a young lady by the name of Kay Kennedy who teaches out of here. And it's we're spoiled. Let's put it that way. We've got some of not only the best rental sets, the best golf courses, food and beverage, some of the best instructors in the world.
Well, you have how many golf courses? I know we're going to talk to Jerry Rose in just a minute. He's going to cover the overall aspect of golf here in Scottsdale. But off the top of your head, how many golf courses do you know that Scottsdale has?
Off the top of my head...
Okay, we'll ask Jerry.
Yeah, we'll ask Jerry. That one.
Okay, now this is a travel show as well. I have my golf show. We did our golf show yesterday over from the TPC. We're here today doing traveling with Francoise as well. You live in Scottsdale. So for some of our visitors coming in that say, okay, I'd like to go up there and have lunch at Greyhawk or dinner and go check it out and cruise around. The views, again, are spectacular here. What would you suggest to visitors coming in? What do you think they ought to go see and do?
When they come out here?
Besides golf. I know they have to golf, but besides golf.
You know, the Jeep tours are fantastic. Oh. You go out into the desert and see that all the natural beauty that's out here, all those views that you're looking at. Why not go take a Jeep tour? Go take a look at it. You can go hike Pinnacle Peak Mountain or go hike Camelback. Go or there's a lot of golf courses to play as well, so you can go play multiple. But there's a little bit of everything here, and we're a short drive from Sedona and some of the other places as well. So there's a little bit of everything, depending on what you're looking for.
Wildlife here. You have the javelinas. Are they out here on these courses? I'm not sure how far they come down the mountain, but
they do. They do. We've got the coyotes. We've got the javelina, and
that's a pig, by the way. A wild pig. Yeah.
So you'll see them out here. We've got a little bit of everything, and everything, of course, you know, the name's Greyhawk, so you've got the hawks flying around.
Of course, the hawks. Again, folks, we are at Greyhawk Golf Club. We're talking to Travis McCutcheon. He's the head golf professional here, but he also knows about the area. Are you a hiker? Do you get out there and hike a little bit in the mountains?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, all right. I'm sure you have great biking paths.
We do.
As well in this area.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a beautiful, beautiful area. You're not far off the freeway. I think Greyhawk is, 10 minutes off the freeway at the most,
Less than that.
And then all of a sudden, you're surrounded by spectacular beauty. I'm looking out a window right now, and I see the slope going up in the mountain. I see cactus. Of course, I see green from the golf course. And it just really is spectacular. You're a lucky man, Travis.
Thank you. I'm very lucky. This is not a bad spot.
All right. Now, is there anything that we have not covered about Greyhawk that you want to make sure all our listeners know?
No, I think you've covered just about everything. I mean, there's a lot going on. We're open to the public is probably the biggest thing you want to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little bit of everything, whether it's breakfast to lunch to dinner to golf or instruction. It's all here. It's we're here.
Okay, one quick question. How far in advance can people make tee times?
You can book up to 90 days in advance, either online at our website, greyhawkgolf.com, or just call a golf shop at 480-502-1800.
And if they're lucky and they get in town, they all of a sudden decide that they want to play, if they call over, you might be able to squeeze them in.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so don't be afraid to call. So give them the website again for Greyhawk.
It's greyhawkgolf.com.
Okay, and that phone number?
480-502-1800.
Thanks so much, Travis.
Great job.
Yeah, all right. Now you have to go back to work, sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
Back to work. You go in your beautiful golf pro shop, too, by the way. We don't want to forget that. All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, so there you go. Now you've heard a little bit about Greyhawk. I'm going to tell you a little bit more. I want to just certainly mention the sponsors of the show. Remember, go to the website, Traveling with Francois. Make sure you know what's going on there at that website. This segment of the show is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs Only Concierge-Driven Executive Building, also home to Ristretto. Want to give them a heads up. All our sponsors, of course, we have weekly freebies. Go to the website. We have the calendar of events. I am not going to have time today to go over everything that's going on in the Coachella Valley because we just have too much to talk about Scottsdale here. So again, you're going to have to check out that website and see what's happening. And again, segments of this show, the segment portion of the show, this first hour, Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. We want to thank them. We also have Arc Attire, which was formerly Desert Arc Attire. They have moved. I want everybody to have a heads up on that. They are over on Reserve Drive off of Varner Road, 31090. They're still in Thousand Palms, so just a couple streets over off of Varner instead of back in the back where you used to go around by the Coachella Valley Brewery over there. So they do embroidery, hats, all sorts of things. In fact, they're making some hats right now for the bus trip, the Traveling with Francois bus trip on January 31st. It's coming up this month. It's speeding by already. I just can't believe it. So we're going to have some hats. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the bus trip in the next hour of the show. You can certainly sign up for that. But right now, we're going to keep talking about a little bit more about golf and about the area. And then in the second hour, we are going to have Caroline Stokel. She is with Experience Scottsdale. She'll be on and tell us a little bit more about all the things happening in Scottsdale because I really don't want you to miss out when you're here. I mean, golf is fabulous. You definitely want to bring those clubs for beginners too. They accommodate everybody here. So don't be shy. In fact, for your beginners, sometimes it's a good idea to start away from your own club. Go somewhere else and play. Do it there. No one knows you. You'll leave. You'll have a great time, and then you'll have built up that confidence. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. Time for some local and national news. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona, at the Greyhawk Golf Club and the 7th Annual Scottsdale Open. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona. I am at the beautiful Greyhawk Golf Club, but there's a lot more golf here in Scottsdale. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I know I have a lot of listeners to the travel show that play golf as well. They tell their buddies about it, all their gal friends, everybody. You're a nice mix out there. Joining us here right next to me is Jerry Rose. He is the Vice President of Communication Links. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. We were just talking about the perfect Scottsdale weather.
Yeah, it's really nice today.
You were all tan, so you've been out there enjoying it.
I've been taking advantage, definitely.
Definitely. All right, so let's talk a little bit, because those of us that live in the Coachella Valley, whether they're golfers or not, they know about all the golf course, they know where to send their friends, but yet we have a lot of people that go back and forth from Scottsdale to the Coachella Valley.
Sure.
It's odd. We go from desert to desert. I haven't figured that out yet, but we do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I mean, yes, they are both deserts, but they're both very different deserts, and you get a completely different experience from one to the other, you know, so it's a nice change of pace sometimes.
It is, and that's what I like about it. I come here, and I feel like I'm more in the desert. When I'm in Coachella Valley, it's a little bit more, I don't know, glitz and glamour and palm trees and old Spanish style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, the valley, the desert there in California certainly has a style that it's famous for. And we here, I mean, I like to think that we do as well, especially once you start pushing up. So where we are now is kind of the northern end of Scottsdale. And you start pushing up into this area, and you really do get deep into the Sonoran Desert, you know.
So let's talk about the overall golf environment here in Scottsdale. Tell us how many golf courses, about how many golf courses do they have?
Sure. So in Scottsdale proper, there's roughly 51 golf courses. Okay. Now, I say roughly because I used to say exactly, but, you know, yeah. some come and go. And
right.
Like, I'm not exactly sure where we are, but yeah. it's about 51.
Uh-huh.
The surrounding area, so in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, we call it the Valley. And there's about 220. So you've got quite a pick.
Yeah.
And with the way the planners have done a really good job, I think, with our freeway system. And so it's easy to get from one side of the valley to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though a golf course may be 40 miles away, it might take you 40 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
And you have a nice mix of resort course, links course. Pick out some of the top, and they're not all country club. We want people to know. But tell us about some of the public courses. Where can the public go?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, actually, we are built, there are, you know, some great private clubs here, but we are built on resort-style golf because we have so many resorts and we have so many people coming from all over the world, really, to play golf here. Some of my personal favorites, let's see. I had a good week. I played four rounds of golf this week.
I got to play
the TPC Scottsdale, which is where the Waste Management Phoenix Open is going to be,
yes.
you know, in like 2 weeks. I think it
starts
the 29th.
We were there yesterday. Scottsdale Open was there. That's right.
The Scottsdale Open. And it's just such a special experience playing it this time of year, mm-hmm. right before the tournament, because all the stadium is
right.
up, and you walk into, you know, number 16, which is the famous par 3, right? And it's a coliseum, and
yeah.
there's nothing like hitting that tee shot off. It's a 150-yard par 3 or something like that. But when you stand there and hit that tee shot with the grandstand around you, it really feels like you're doing something, you know?
It is exciting. And for that tournament is one of the – is the, I think, top tournament that draws non-golfers because they just want to go and experience everything.
Sure. It's a party. It's the biggest nightclub in Scottsdale for a week.
There you go. Yeah.
So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, like True North is just straight down the road here. It's – if it's your first time to the desert, you really want to see the desert the way, you know, with all of its drama and beauty,
uh-huh.
I would say True North or the Boulders, and they're both in this neighborhood.
Yes.
So those two are great golf courses. Greyhawk is one of my favorite to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun, always challenging, and just a great time, you know. There are a number of really, you know, the big name courses, right?
Right. And those have resorts. The Waste Management, not over there at TPC, does
well,
not have
Fairmont
a resort.
Well, the Fairmont's adjacent to it. They share a property.
So they kind of back to back. But I know the Boulders, I've broadcast from there before. It's spectacular. I mean,
it's
just breathtaking, the views and the spas. You have some great spas here. For everyone. So anyway, back to golf. So we're talking about
sure.
we talked about some of the big resorts. You have your public courses. You have a little bit of something for everyone.
We do, and like, you know, I was going to say that we have some that people don't think about because they think about the big name courses, but they're
mm-hmm.
they're great golf experiences at some, you know, somewhat of a value. Like, so one of my favorites because it's near where I live is Rancho Añada.
Mm-hmm.
That golf course up there, it plays along the creek in Cave Creek, which is one of the few natural riparian areas in Scottsdale. And it's great elevation changes, great views back to the valley. This time of year, I think you're around $120, which is a pretty good bargain for Scottsdale.
Yeah, we are seasoned here. You have
exactly.
much going on. Yeah.
And the Champions Course at TPC is another great one. There's another one we played just recently on, actually, I played it on Friday. It's new, called Verde River Golf and Social Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a private club eventually when they sell out. But until they fill the membership, it's a semi-private golf course. And they're getting about $120-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And the view is, it's at the end of the road that, at the end of Dynamite, which is the road that True North is on. And it looks out at the Matazal Mountains, and the views from there, you just can't beat it. So those are some of my kind of hidden gems, if you will, in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all really, really good. It's hard to go wrong.
It is. And you notice, it's one thing when you're out here, you're going to want to take pictures. You just are. You just are going to want to take some pictures because the views are so spectacular. And so much is offered here as far as the amenities at all the courses, driving range, instruction. You have a lot of top players that live out in this area.
We do, yeah. It's a moving number, but it's funny. So, and I'm not sure, I don't know, I can tell you the story, but I don't know if it works still. I was told it does. So there's a new short course, which is a very popular mm-hmm. trend now in the golf industry,
yep.
right? At Mountain Shadows Resort, which is a new resort, and it's down towards downtown Scottsdale. And it's a 18-hole par 3 course that's really well done, up against the base of Camelback Mountain. That's built on the site of an older short course that was built in, like, 1961, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so for decades, the some of the top amateurs that lived in town and some of the PGA Tour players that lived in town would play a money game there on, like, I think it was Thursdays. They'd play a skins game. And I was told, and I don't have this, you know, I can't confirm this,
but
I was told that that is, I'm confirmed that that is kind of getting back its legs and going to be another, you know, a trend on the new course.
So
that would be a cool thing if that's really the case.
Now, you live in the area.
I do.
Okay, so tell us, for all our travelers coming out here, we've talked about the golf courses. They certainly know this. The selection is phenomenal. What are some of the favorite things that you tell your guests when they come to visit you, what they need to go do after they get off the golf course?
Boy, okay. It's, Scottsdale is so diverse in that way. You know, so, I mean, the great restaurants. The vibe from, you know, downtown Scottsdale, which is, some people would call it Old Town Scottsdale.
I love that area. And the new riverfront area.
Yes, exactly. It's great. There's so many different kinds of, you know, bars, nightclubs, restaurants, galleries, places to shop. Really unique kind of authentic Scottsdale type experiences down there. That's something that if you've not done it, you have to go do it. But as you move kind of north up out of there, you hit the kind of the Scottsdale Quarter area, which is kind of a newer development. It's near the Westin Kierland Resort and those types of things.
Big area.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, again, great night, you know, entertainment and restaurants and shopping. The Musical Instrument Museum is over there, which is very, very popular. And then as you come north again, Scottsdale has done a really, really good job over the years of preserving the desert. And so, as a matter of fact, when I leave here, I'm going to go over to this McDowell Sonoran Preserve and go for a hike.
Oh, okay.
So it's hiking here or you know, mountain biking or horseback riding or any of the stuff that gets you actually into the desert, you really need to get out and experience it, because our desert is so different.
Isn't it funny, Jerry, when people ask you about what do you do in your home area? You have to think for a minute,
because
we just take it for granted, and we know that it's there.
Right.
And then all these things start coming into our head. Now, right now, the Barrett Jackson, it's an auction. It's a car auction is going on, and it's all types of cars.
Yes.
I don't, but I know it's world famous.
Yeah, yeah.
You have people, and it's for 3 days, or is it for a week? Or
it's like a week.
It's a week long. Okay. And so collectors who are all types of cars are here, and that's really, really big to have that in Scottsdale.
Really,
it's been here for quite a long time.
It's been here for a long time. And I know they do it at a couple different locations around the, you know, the country now, but I think we are still the largest. And that's a great time. I mean, I like cars. I've grown up in cars. I go every year, and my mouth is watering, because oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe they have this here.
Yeah.
But it's so fun, and it's so great to see the cars and watch, like, what the prices are they go for, and, you know, like that, be able to get close to them and things. It's wonderful. That event really kind of starts our season.
Okay,
because
your kickoff,
We go into Barrett Jackson, then we go to Phoenix Open, then spring training, and then, you know, I mean, it's like...
That's right, spring training. We'll talk about that with Caroline as well. But yes, our film festival kicks off our season. Palm Springs International Film Festival.
Yep.
Yours is the Barrett Jackson and the Scottsdale Open.
Correct.
We're
going
to throw that in there.
That's
kicks off the season as well. All right, one last question. I'm going to put you on the spot because you live here. What is your go-to local restaurant? I'm not talking about a chain, where you like to go, where it's family-owned and operator, you know the food's good, and you love to take your friends to it.
Boy. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to give a little plug to a place that's by my house, actually.
Uh-huh.
It's called Local Johnny's. It's a local, like, kind of a
love
coffee
it.
Wine bar that you craft. They serve, you know, craft beers there, live music some nights. They've got, like, it's attached to a bicycle shop if you're into, like, mountain biking, road biking, things like that. Cave Creek is kind of a bedroom community, if you will, to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
It's in the far north end. It was founded about 1870. It's a very, very authentic. I mean, guys ride their horses to the bars on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's funky. Like, it's like, there's no place like it.
Local Johnny's.
Yep.
Love it.
It's a good spot.
Love it. Well, Jerry, thanks so much for joining us.
Right.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, I wish I could head off to Local Johnny's right now, but I can't. So we're going to keep right on going here on Traveling with Françoise. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on at home. Remember, in the second hour, we have Caroline joining us. She is with Experience Scottsdale. You can go to their website, experiencescottsdale.com, and she's going to tell us a little bit about all the other stuff that Travis and Jerry and I haven't talked about. Spring training is one of them. That is so huge down here as well. Of course, they have the big stadium. So many things going down in this desert down here. So we'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Wonderful.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm at the Grey Hawk Golf Club. As I said earlier, I'm here to emcee a golf tournament, the Scottsdale Open, and see some friends, do some sightseeing, and just have a wonderful time. Perfect weather here in Scottsdale. But I know this segment of the show, this hour of the show, you always like to know what's going on in our very own Coachella Valley. So I've kept a little time so I can give you a heads up of what's coming up so you know you don't miss out. And remember, you can always go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. There is a calendar events page that pretty much tells you, gives you a phone number or a website to everything that I talk about on the show. So please take advantage of that. Now, because you can't write everything down. In the beginning, when I first started traveling with Francoise, 15 years ago, yes, I remember that I had people saying, Francoise, you gave the phone number so fast, there was no way we could write it down. Well, now I through the years, you learn, I try to go a little slower, but I make sure that all the information is on the website, so you can just go get it at your leisure. All right, for the Get a Life weekly freebies, again brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert, the 72nd Annual Riverside County Fair National Day Festival, they are hiring. So temporary assignments, of course, it's only going to be during the festival, maybe a couple days before, a couple days after. But they're looking, they have two positions that play a key role in the fairgrounds. And they are looking for custodian positions and laborers. So they pay $12.72 an hour. So if you're interested, you just want some part-time work, plus you get to go to the fair every day. How fun is that? You might want, I'll be going to the fair. Plus, I'm going to have some tickets to give away to the fair. The date festival is February 16th through 25th. And you can go to the fair's website, which is rc-hr.com, and find out more about what jobs they have available for the fair. All right, the upcoming Gage Festival. Now, here's a free event that you might want to go to. That is Thursday, January 18th. It is California Jazz Foundation. They're going to have a ribbon cutting. It's going to be at the Mary Pickford Theater. They're going to have entertainment. Again, it is from 4 to 6. And Eve Evans will be there. They have hors d'oeuvres, no host bar. So if you would like to go, the information is 760-567-2866. So this is a California Jazz Foundation on Thursday, January 18th from 4 to 6. Now, the Braille Institute, they have a lot of things going on at the Braille Institute. They have January 19th from 10 to 12. They have Amazon's Echo Dot Alexa. So if you want to learn about that, head on over to the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage on Ramon Road, and they'll teach you how to use Alexa, which is a voice-activated device, which can play music, read news, weather, books, control smart home features, and more. Might be perfect for you with Alexa. All right, the Desert Town Hall, they have a poetry contest going on, which your deadline to send in your poem is March 1st. That information is on the website. Caroline Kennedy is the featured speaker on March 8th. So the poem, you have to go to find out the details, but the poem has to do with Caroline. She loves poetry. So that is a contest that you might want to join. Also, here's something else. The City of Palm Desert invites all artists, gallery, museums, nonprofits, art organizations, and private collectors to participate in the El Paseo Sculpture Exhibition. Deadlines for entries must be submitted by February 28th to callforentry.org. So if you're an artist and perhaps you might get some of your work out there on El Paseo, now is the time to submit it to Palm Desert and see if your artwork is accepted. And finally, remember, if you're into yoga, Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert, in their Galen and Faye Swarovski Sculpture Garden, they have free yoga, which is every Wednesday through April from 9 to 10. Free yoga from 9 to 10. You can't beat that. So take advantage of that. So those are just some of the free events happening in our Coachella Valley. And now let me step over and see events that we certainly need to pay for. Of course, we know the film festival is going on. Movies run until, I think, the end of this week. An event I will be going to is the Icons and Idols event on Thursday, January 18th. This is at the renovated Palm Springs High School Auditorium. Now is called the Richards Center for the Arts. It's a beautiful auditorium. If you've never been, you have to go. Some of the films have been being featured there at the high school auditorium. But this event is a benefit to pay homage to Janis Joplin, Freddie Mercury, George Michael, and Prince. It's a fundraiser to support arts education programs for the Palm Springs Unified School District, and you get to you can buy your seats, grab a seat, put your name on it. I have one that says Traveling with Francoise on it over there, so I'm going to see if I can find that seat. I haven't even found it yet. All right, something else that's going on in the Coachella Valley, The Legend of Georgia McBride. That is a theater production. There are 8 performances January 12th through 21st, and that is at the Pearl McManus Theater, located in the historic Palm Springs Women's Club. That is going on right now. For more tickets, run $28 to $40. You can go to Desart, D-E-Z-A-R-T, performs.org. All right. Also, Indian with the 5th Annual Fundraising Luncheon for Mama's House will be happening on Saturday, January 20th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. at the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa. Luncheon is $75 per person, and of course they're always looking for sponsors. Remember, we had the founder of Mama's House on, and after I had the show, after we had her on the show, I had a lot of emails from people that know about Mama's House, and they said, "We're so glad that you had a chance to promote Mama's House, because they do some great work in our Coachella Valley." You can go to their website, themamashouse.org. Again, it's themamashouse.org. And my good friend Jimmy Fitzgerald, he has a band, Come Together, for Well in the Desert. That is happening on Sunday, January 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. Marquee Academy of Performing Arts and Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. Tickets are $25 per person, and they have some fabulous musicians there. They have Cal David, Lori Bono, The Real Deal, Jerry Lance, keys, Nate Scott, drums, I don't know a lot, Barry Minifield, he was on The Voice, Will Donato, and of course Jimmy Fitzgerald of CB 104.3. He will be there as well. I don't know, knowing Jimmy, he'll probably just jump right on a stage and MC the whole thing, but it's going to be a great event for Well in the Desert. Tickets are only $25 per person, so again, that's at the Marquee Academy of Performing Arts in Palm Springs. Give them a call at 760-656-8905 or go to the Well in the Desert website. Now, for those of you who love the Coachella Valley History Museum, they have a junior historian program after school that's happening from January 22nd to March 14th, Mondays and Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Scholarships are available to cover the $50 registration fee. Do you think your child would benefit from a junior historian program, which I'm sure they would? Who wouldn't? I would benefit from that. Please take advantage of it. And that is through the Coachella Valley History Museum. They have a lot going on this season. And don't forget Angel Views. Celebrate the Lantern Festival, Angel Views annual luncheon show and fashion show at Ironwood Country Club this year, January 25th. Tickets are $125 each. They support the outreach programs for children with disabilities, including a family stabilization component. They do a phenomenal job, Angel View. I am this year's MC. I will also be in the fashion show. Yes, they talked me into it. I have 3 or 4 different outfits. A lot of them are Asian themed. They're beautiful. One is this long turquoise jacket that is so gorgeous. It really, your jaw will drop. It really is that spectacular. So that happening again, the Angel View Luncheon. Please go. Of course, they have their fabulous boutique. Lots of shopping, lots of fun. Ironwood Country Club, January 25th, $125 per person. Go to the website, angelview.org. All right, and I hope to see you all there. I already know some listeners that are going. I met some listeners at, it was Elizabeth. Where was I? I was at an event. I don't even remember. Sometimes I'm about so much. She came over and introduced herself, and I said, "I'll see you at the Angel View Luncheon." I said, "Great, I'll be there." And don't forget Braille Institute. They have their Bon Appetit with singing sensation Erin Murphy as Julia Child. That is on Saturday, February 3rd, 11 a.m. That's at Thunderbird Country Club in Rancho Mirage. Tickets are $100. It's going to be a lot of fun. $50 is tax deductible. So again, that is supporting Friends of the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. And we know what a fabulous, fabulous job they do. So many things going on in the Coachella Valley. If you're looking for entertainment, Patricia Welch, she is over at the Indian Wells Resort. She's there every Thursday through May from 6 to 9. $5 gets you in the door, and everybody that goes to that show, they say it is phenomenal. She does a wonderful job. Remember, she was on the show. We heard some of her music. So we have walking tours going on through this historic city center. Living Desert has a total package. You can do everything with the price of one. The list goes on and on and on. So I'm here in Scottsdale. I'll be back home, though, tomorrow. But I'm having a great time, though, here. It's just nice to get away. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift mode into travel gears. We're going to find out all about what you can do in Scottsdale, Arizona. We'll be right back for more of Traveling with Françoise, live from Scottsdale.